A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to those in ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. How do we adjust our behavior? Do we adjust it according to rules and laws that are laid down, or according to principles and ideals? What's the most important, the letter of the law or the spirit of the law? Well, I guess that's one way of thinking about this piece of Jesus' teaching that's offered to us today. Another way of thinking would be, how is our behavior, do we think of it in terms of lowest common denominators or of aims and goals? Well, it's clear that Jesus wants his followers to pursue perfection. And in the course of that, he invites them to go to the heart of things. Let's look at this law about killing. Why exactly is there a law that we shall not kill? It's not a goal in itself. But when I restrain myself from killing another person, I show that I recognize the fundamental holiness of human existence, not just in the basic form of physical life, but in every aspect of the human condition. It's a respect for life itself. And that's what Jesus wants his followers to understand. Perfection. We often think of it as a goal, an unattainable goal. And because it is unattainable, we might tend to give up and stop trying. And that's the attitude that makes us think of gospel stories like today's as pie-in-the-sky religion. Why bother when it's so far beyond us? But I don't think perfection is a goal. That word perfect, what does it mean? My dictionary tells me it basically means literally to do through, or to complete or accomplish. But completing something, accomplishing something, is not merely an end point. If we plan to complete something, it doesn't happen just like that. It's not a moment in time. It's a process. And that's what I think perfection really is. It's a process of becoming, a process of completing. And the process takes time. Jesus knew that. But unless we engage in the process doesn't happen. So Jesus asks his followers to use that commandment about murder as merely a start and to move on from there. He asks them to consider some of the implications of that. And if we approach the issue seriously, it takes us to several realizations. One is about the divine gift of life, the fact that life is given to us as a share in the life and love and beauty and goodness of God. Another is about the essence of community, that because we all share in that loving gift from God, we are all responsible for one another, our brothers and sisters right here and far away. Another is the search always for goodness that we need to be committed to in all our dealings with one another. Walking to pick up my car at the service station this morning, I was conscious of so much human activity around me. A plumber's van, an ambulance, a car with two elderly people, a truck carrying timber, a young woman wheeling a buggy with a tiny child, music coming from a house, a boy who was clearly late for school. And I couldn't help thinking about the traces of God's presence in all of this bustling activity, the employees working to support their family, the old couple just doing things together, the young mother caring for her baby, the schoolboy, who knows why he was late, God knows. For those who are disciples of Jesus, in Lent it pays us to recall that that word disciple and the word discipline come from the same root, to learn. And this is where perfection lies, in the process of learning to recognize the traces of God's salvation in all we see and all we hear. And for the disciple of Jesus, not just receiving those traces of God as well as possible, but of amplifying them as clearly as possible.